Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning. Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
And they don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. You live like that, you live with ghosts.
That's the question that will earn you a trip to the Taylor Swift 1989 World Tour. Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Where is she?
Now, here's the thing. We're not asking you where she is, like literally. So if you call in on Friday and she happens to be in L.A. on Friday, the answer is not going to be L.A. The answer is what goes along with our fun game, basically where we're going to be sending you. Because there are 7 concerts left on her tour between October 12th and Halloween. All right? Each day, we've been knocking one of those cities out.
Okay.
Which means we're not going to send you to that city. By the end of the week, on Friday, at 7:50 Central, we're going to take guesses until we get a winner. By that day, you should already have the city narrowed down to what it's going to be.
Pretty good idea, yeah.
Yeah. We're in day 3. This is the third city. This is the third clue of where Taylor Swift is not going to be. We are not going to send you to Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
You can scratch that one off the list.
You're welcome.
Now, you know, hopefully you have the other two that we've been giving you this week. And we give the clues here throughout the day, so if you missed it, you're not listening right now anyway, so.
See what the temperature is in Fargo right now.
Still early in the season.
Yeah,
it
it's not too bad.
Cold yet.
Ooh, there was a bunch of, who got a bunch of hail yesterday? Like, it looked like it was snowing.
I didn't see that.
Oh, where was it? I think it was El Paso.
I think the world's ending. I'm not sure.
33 degrees in Fargo right now.
33?
I went to Fargo.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been to Fargo one time.
Yeah.
Shout out Fargo.
And it was snowing.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I woke up and I'm like, who's mowing the yard at 5 o'clock in the morning? See, I'm sorry, I'm a Texas boy. I never heard of snow plowing.
Sure.
they're plowing snow. So then we're doing a misfit trip for the show. A kid had told me about his Christmas tree that he planted at a Christmas tree farm in Fargo, North Dakota,
yes.
And he wanted me to go get it with some listeners. We're going down the street. The thermostat in the truck, the limo that we're in, said negative 17. Negative 17 degrees.
Yeah.
Kid goes, roll the window down. Stick your head out. You know, I'm trying to do everything.
Head freezes off. Freeze your head off.
Right there. That. Oh, Lord, I'll never forget that.
Okay. So Fargo, North Dakota is not one of the cities.
No, like I said, you're welcome.
You will not be going to Fargo. Speaking of Taylor Swift, she posted a picture yesterday. And it was a board. And on that board it said, new songs that will make your life more awesome.
New songs.
Oh, I need this.
In parentheses, I promise. So if Taylor promises, your life is going to be more awesome.
So feel-good songs.
Yeah.
Is this a song list that she refreshes? So these are new songs to her, or are these brand-new songs that are new music? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's newer music. She curated this new.
Honestly, I don't know.
It's new.
80 to 90% of these artists. So it
must be really new.
It's really new, and it's probably, you can label it music that also makes you cooler.
Yeah.
Because Taylor Swift is all about it. First up on that list is Eric Hassel. The song's called No Words.
I'm not gonna waste no more time. Oh, I'm out of words, babe. No way to explain. When you're looking at me, what you doing to me?
I feel like this is what I listen to in Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, all right.
The guy's 27 years old. He's a singer-songwriter. See, it's one thing to see the list that Taylor posts, and then there's another to listen to the actual music. That's why we want to do this for you.
We're saving you the trouble of looking it up.
How is your awesome meter right now? Is it going up slightly?
Mine's still where it was at. Yeah. I need more, but I was below zero.
I feel a little good right now.
I felt beneath zero. So
I'll give 2 points to the awesome scale in my book right there.
Right.
Next up is Phoebe Ryan. It's called Mine. Now, you can get in early on Phoebe Ryan before she blows up because she's 24 years old, has 12,000 Instagram followers, so that's relatively low for an artist.
I wonder how much that's jumped since Taylor.
Right, we should check that probably.
Taylor is throwing these people a big,
big bone.
Oh, big time.
I wonder if she's working with them. Yeah.
Fun fact about Phoebe Ryan, her middle name is Holiday. She hates it, so don't call her middle name.
Phoebe Holiday?
Phoebe Holiday.
Well, I love that.
You don't... Holiday?
Holiday.
Huh. All right. Everybody feels good on a holiday.
Depends on why they chose that name for her.
Maybe she got made fun of.
Was she named after the is it Judy Holiday?
No.
The famous one?
Yeah. Jennifer Holiday.
And it's Holiday with two L's because one L sucks.
Ebby the realtor?
We're doing new songs that will make your life even more awesome thanks to Taylor Swift. She's bringing that to us. This artist, Seinabose. Jenna, you know this artist?
No hablo.
Seinabose.
No hablo.
The name of the song is poetic.
So if you give me this one chance, I'll show you how I see you when memories deceive you.
Seinabose from Sweden.
Right here is where I stand. I hope you understand.
That's a girl.
I hope you understand.
Yes, sounds like a man.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, she does it.
It
has to be a very high-pitched for him.
Kind of an Adele thing, right?
Yeah. Pretty strong voice. That's what Seinabose say. And you were talking about the big bone that Taylor threw to these artists. Yeah, she tweeted it to 64 million people. So that's how much exposure these people are getting. The next one up.
What is the title of this list again?
New songs that will make your life more awesome. In parentheses,
okay.
I promise.
I get that. So it's not about making your life happier, because these aren't really uplifting.
More awesome.
It's just about being more well-rounded.
I was hoping it would make me, I was kind of being...
Looking for uplifting.
Bummed out.
That's what I was thinking.
You needed more uplifting.
Guys,
that's what I was hoping for.
We're only three in.
Okay.
Okay.
We might get more upbeat.
I like some of these, but I want...
Because things
to get
can be
happier.
Awesome, but we want to be uplifted.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of this one right here. Hudson Thames featuring Hailee Steinfeld. Yes, Hailee Steinfeld, the actress. She's an Oscar-nominated actress for True Grit. She's
Friends with Taylor.
Pitch Perfect, too. Yeah, she's friends with Taylor.
She's in the squad.
She's in the squad. This song is called How I Want You.
There you go. For you. Trying just to get through. Tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. And I've been up the whole night trying to get my head right. No matter what I do, all I want is you.
She do like the song.
That's
I like
uplifting.
It is.
Awesome points going up, Kelly?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Next up on our list, thanks to Taylor Swift, Frankie. The song's called New Obsession.
I got the tricks if you want to lock the lips. I got the
moves uplifting.
If you want to come cruise. No, I don't want to be your best friend. Just let me be your new obsession. I'm on the ups if you want to get down. You think you're tough, but I'm big and
beautiful, girl. She's from L.A., half Cuban, half Spanish. Al,
shout out. Shout out, yeah.
And as of yesterday, she had 4,000 Twitter followers. Surely to grow.
That may go up today.
That's probably going to go up today. Next up is Kehlani and new songs that will...
How long is this list?
There's only a few more. Oh. Kehlani and new songs that will make your life even more awesome. This song is called Alive.
You used to say, what goes around comes around.
She was on American... America's Got Talent in 2011 with her group Pop Life. From Oakland. Not bad. Next up, we're excited about this one because we will be having her in studio. She's blowing up everywhere. Alessia Cara. It's called I'm Yours. She'll be on our show next week. And she's Canadian. Another Canadian doing well in music here in the States. This artist is named Elvi.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's called Return to the Moon. Jenna, you've heard of them?
Two guys.
I'm so excited the senators
the guy from the National.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Elvi.
I'm tired. Return to moon.
Their politically charged debut album will be released October
30th. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
that's
Kelly.
Like a political pop.
That's what happened.
Political pop.
Oh.
I know. And
it's pop in the morning.
Why? way.
I know.
Unless they're Republican, then I'm okay with it.
The Beatles were politically charged. Oh. Is there a Republican artist out
political
there?
Political views brought to you by Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly, can you drop your Republican album?
Republican pop.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But the conservative.
Give us something else from the Big Green record label.
New songs that will make your laugh more awesome, according to Taylor Swift. We remember M.I.A., right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's horrible. She's a horrible human being.
She flipped off the United States.
She's flipped us off in the Super Bowl.
Well, she's a different person, and if Taylor likes her, maybe we should give her another chance.
Kelly doesn't like her. She's a Democrat.
She flipped us off at the Super Bowl, the most American event you can get.
Janet showed us her nipple.
Yeah. Janet showed us her nipple, and you're buying tickets to her show.
I have to forgive Janet.
MIA's got a new song called, well, I don't know if it's new because Taylor, we haven't heard from her, but Taylor likes it. It's called Swords.
Hands up, if your hand up on the door.
MIA, Swords.
The thing about MIA, I'll admit this to you guys.
Yeah.
I hear some of these songs and I hate them. And then they'll be on a workout playlist that I'm randomly listening to when I'm running and I catch myself like,
I'm like three
minutes deep into an MIA song singing along and I don't know why. I don't know. It just gets you in this like trance. Not that one in particular.
I'm still mad that she flipped off America.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God.
All of these artists will be signed to Taylor Swift Records today.
Yeah, right.
Today.
And one more. This is Louis the Child featuring Clay. The song is called It's Strange.
It's strange, but I don't need space from you.
Yeah, if your boyfriend has the FIFA 16 game, this song's featured on there.
I've been chased. Maybe I just knew I had to wait for you. Draw a knife and carve a little space for you.
Obviously British.
It feels nice.
Feels nice.
Alright.
Alright, that was it.
Music that'll make you more awesome.
Jenna, do you feel awesome?
I feel maybe slightly hipper.
Okay.
But I feel very exposed.
Yeah, I don't know if I
Kelly,
feel
do you feel more awesome?
I feel exposed to new music.
Yeah.
Me too. We learned.
We're learning what's out there.
More awesome? No.
No.
Yeah.
A couple of those I like.
Yes, a couple of them were real good.
I like Phoebe Ryan. I like Hudson Thames.
We better love some Alessia Cara.
Oh, I love Alessia Cara. We'll put the list up at kidnation.com. So you can check it out yourself. And Kelly, it's that time for you to give that love advice.
I'm in the mood.
The feature we call Love Letters to Kelly. Kelly's been doing this for years. And she does it right. Do what she says, not as she does. And a member of Kid Nation, Kelly, needs your help getting over that dreaded ex.
Oh, okay.
And I know you and Jenna have been going through that lately. Oh. So maybe you can help out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We gave you the clue last break. Now, we will give it away again sometime during the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Not now, because we just gave it away. And if you don't get all the clues, you may have to forego the competition. Beat the Bank's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. We play twice a day. We had a $1,000 winner yesterday. We had the highest of the high. And then we had the lowest of the low because we had the door closed on our boy Jared Kelly. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you today. Maybe you need some advice on how to play Beat the Bank. Kelly doesn't give that advice. That's Al.
Nope, not me.
Kelly does the love department. Mm-hmm. We do it every Wednesday. It's a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm sorry, I'm a little slow.
What?
Without my sugar.
Oh, sorry, Jenna.
I need help. I'm going to be mean to you guys for like a week or two. Dear Kelly, I need help. I'm 28 years old. I can't get over my ex. Here's the background. We were together for 5 years. We broke up over 3 years ago for great reasons. I've been in a serious relationship for 2 years and life has been pretty great. But about 6 months ago, bam, I couldn't get the ex out of my head. I don't reach out or talk to him. He has a new life and a significant other, which he's dated for almost 2 years as well. He's haunting my dreams every night, and it all feels so out of place. It's messing with my brain and mentally interfering with my current relationship. I thought I was over him 2 years ago. I feel like I'm being unfair to my current guy by having these feelings. Should I take some time alone to figure this out, clear my head, or just keep ignoring it, Penny?
Well, yeah, it's not productive what you're doing. You're wasting a lot of time
way
and energy
too much.
On something. I'll tell you the best way to get over it.
What?
Is to contact the ex-boyfriend.
How's that going to...
Because he's going to treat her so badly and like, why are you calling me, and humiliate her, that it will probably cure her of this longing for what once was.
So contact him because...
I would sit on my hands and do everything I could. Mm-hmm. But you need to focus your energy. How do you get somebody to change their thoughts? You just don't allow... I mean, it's hard.
It's hard, but...
You just can't let yourself wallow in it. You have to make the decision. Change your state. Do something else. Call your boyfriend and say, hey, let's go to the fair. Let's go do something fun this weekend. Just take yourself out of that wallowing state. That's all you can do. But if you really want to cure yourself, contact that ex-boyfriend in his current happy relationship.
Yeah,
and see how well you're received.
To be a devil's advocate, what if he's a sleazeball and he goes like, yeah, why don't you come on
this
over?
Is the thing.
He has moved on, honey.
You broke up for good reasons. You said that. Girls tend to put, maybe guys do too, put people on pedestals, kind of like grass is greener, and you're like, you forget all the bad and the reasons you broke up, and then you're like, oh, that was really great.
Yeah.
You don't really remember.
What's the name of that book, Kelly? They call it a breakup because it's broken? Is that a...
That sounds like it's a book or a saying, one or the other.
Yeah.
Do you have that ex, Kelly, that you would think about sometimes in a relationship?
Of course, still. You get nostalgic when you're sitting alone. Oh, I wonder what he's doing. Oh, God. But the biggest mistake is when you pick up that phone and call him. You're like, crap, why did I do
that? And you've done that. Al, have you done that before?
Have I done it before? Sure. Man. Like Kelly said, everybody has done it. But then
you regret it.
Like, man, why did I do that? Like I said, I've
like
got
a fool.
I got two or three in my phone. She doesn't care. She don't like you. That's how I got their numbers in my phone.
And so you call them and you just look like a weakling. Yeah. You want to be the stronger person, you know? It's such a fool.
It's hard. You'll get over it, though, eventually.
Well, you need to put your energy into your mate and your relationship.
Stop complaining.
It's hard to look at that name of she doesn't care and then press send. You can't press send after the name is she doesn't care.
Can we call she doesn't care?
No.
Oh, man.
She don't care.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Okay, to start with my husband. My husband and I have slept separately for years, and we actually have a great relationship. Yesterday, I got some rather bad news about my mom's health. After a long, hard day at work, I asked him to sleep in bed with me. He never gave me a firm answer, and I didn't push it too hard, but I'm still upset he never came in to sleep with me. Mm. I'm also upset that while telling him all the news, he was less than compassionate. I don't want to be a bee and say, you have to be compassionate. That's not fair. And I would love to just get a hug, a kiss, and say, we're going to get through it together without having to tell him to tell me. Why are men this way? I think God programmed them wrong. How do I get compassion out of my husband without forcing it out, Jessica?
All men are not that way. Your man is that way.
Right.
Y'all are roommates.
Yeah.
That's something he needs to fix.
Well, I mean,
she's allowed it to happen. Yeah. She isn't upset with the fact they don't sleep together unless she's upset. So you're going to have to turn to friends and family for that compassion and affection, because you're not going to get it at home, because that's what you've accepted until it didn't work for you. You know?
But I think as a man, you feel yourself slipping out of that.
They're
and
roommates.
Into the roommate. And you got to force yourself. No, I need to go back to what we were and give him a hug and give him a kiss.
Well, then she can start showing him affection to see if he starts slowly returning it.
Exactly. Oh,
but you've established the ground rules a long time ago.
You trained the dog.
Suddenly you just changed your mind and said, well, now I want to change the rules. Well, you have to build up to that.
Exactly.
That's got to be tough. That's got to be living with your spouse.
You know how many people do that?
That's got to be the toughest thing. Living with your spouse, but not in the same room.
Even if you are sleeping in the same bed with them, you might as well be sleeping alone sometimes because there's just nothing.
Lonely.
I understand the sleeping in separate beds if the guy's a huge snorer and he makes it. I understand that. But I don't get when there's nothing wrong with the sleeping, if they just choose to sleep in separate. I don't get that.
A lot of distance emotionally.
Mm-mm. So what's she do, Kelly?
She can start showing him more affection. Hopefully you can't just tell him that's what you want tonight. You need to start showing him more affection, do more affectionate things for him. Why didn't you go crawl in bed with him?
Yeah.
You know, why didn't you go crawl in bed with him and snuggle up to him and say, you know,
get
over, I need you tonight or something like that. I told him I wanted him to come to me, but he didn't come to me. Well, what's the end result? You slept by yourself again. So right now, turn to friends and family for the comfort you want immediately, and then start making small affectionate gestures toward him, and hopefully he will respond in kind.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, I am.
I've been seeing this guy for about a month now, and I looked at his Facebook for the first time earlier this week.
Wow, that was a long time to wait.
Yeah.
And found out that he may or may not have a girlfriend back home. If it's true, then they have been together for about 2 to 3 years. His profile is on lockdown, but one of the profile pictures had a comment from this girl. Her profile picture was the two of them. So I clicked it. Her profile picture was the two of them. It dates back to 2013, as a matter of fact. Okay. Now, how sketchy is this, and how do I bring it up without being like, I Facebook stalked you. Who
just,
the heck is
just
she?
Just friend request him on Facebook. Yeah. And then mention, hey, I sent you a friend request. And who's just that? Be at that. But that's 2013. He could have dated somebody 2 years ago.
And they
that
still
doesn't
talk.
Mean they're still that doesn't mean they're even still talking. Yeah.
That girl would change her profile picture.
I would think so.
Well, it's an old picture that's still up there. If it's on his page, people don't, I don't go back and I did delete somebody's because I was asked to. But, you know, there's a lot of pictures that I wouldn't delete of people in my past. Why?
But it's her profile picture.
It's her current profile.
Guys, it's her current profile picture?
Yeah, hers. Yeah. The girl's. And she talked to him on his. She put a little message on it.
But how old was it? From 2013?
The picture was, yeah.
The dates, she said
and
dates
maybe
back.
Maybe the girl, is it a recent comment or is it old? Because some people just aren't active on Facebook. Like, yeah, she hasn't been on there maybe in 2 years. Maybe she just never bothered changing it. You're building, you just friend request him, say, hey, I friend requested you and see what happens.
Yeah.
You don't know that he does.
He got a girlfriend.
A young girl changes her profile picture if it's her and a boyfriend.
She's still active on Facebook, a lot of people I know kind of are tired of Facebook and don't go on there anymore.
And if this guy's really into this girl, he would have already friended her on Facebook. Like, he would have been all
unless
in.
He's not into Facebook that much. Most guys aren't that into Facebook normally.
Yeah,
but I don't think this necessarily means that he's got a girlfriend. Not necessarily.
The red flag is
a picture from 2 years ago with a comment that's 2 years old, unless it's a new comment.
Was it a new comment?
It didn't say. The picture dated back to 2013.
Okay. It could be an old picture. Maybe she got off of it. Maybe she's a psycho ex-girlfriend, and still, you might want to get away from that.
Oh, gosh. Who can you date anymore?
Right.
You don't know. If the person you're dating is not crazy, their ex is crazy.
Right?
You don't know. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the girls, you don't even know who they dated. And the girl could be crazy and the guy never tells you.
So I don't know. It says her profile pictures date back to 2013 of the two of them. So I don't know if that's...
There's nothing more recent than 2013.
One, yeah.
Did he say it's currently her profile picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's sketchy. Mm-hmm.
Unless she just doesn't go on Facebook that much. Not everybody is addicted to social media.
Yeah, but
not
if,
everybody.
But young people... I agree.
We don't even know
I'm
how
not that
they
into
are.
His profile is on lockdown, but one of the profile pictures had a comment from this girl, period. Her profile picture was the two of them, so I clicked it. Well, her profile pictures date back to 2013. So I don't know if that means they have current pictures and they go back to 2013.
She needs to figure this out. This is what you do.
Friend request him and say, hey, I friend requested you on
being
Facebook.
That crazy.
And if he does not accept you, he's got a girlfriend.
Boom.
They've been dating for a month. Find somebody.
It's a month.
It's a month.
Don't give up.
No, you know what girls do here. They get a girlfriend, a friend, the ex-girlfriend, and then they can go through all the photos.
Yeah.
Girls are good on social media.
Yeah, they are. Girls be good on social media.
Yeah, we're like FBI agents.
Yeah.
You should put that on your resume if you're a girl. You don't even go to school to become forensics expert. Just say, I have Facebook.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are Facebook, I'm sure there are, Facebook specialists.
Profilers.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you want to find out about somebody, I'll do it for you. And that way, nobody will ever know it's you that actually wants to find out the information.
Guys, have no idea how dumb they are when it comes to social media and how smart girls are.
Okay. So tell us.
Tell us how dumb we are.
What's the number one rule we need to know?
No, because I'm going to save girls here, but you don't realize that how many times when you go on bachelor parties and you let other girls take photos and they geotag it and girls can go through locations at a bar across the world and catch you in a photo in the background. Like, you don't understand how easy it is to track people.
That's true.
When you're not trying to hide, you know?
Geotag.
Well, you think you go halfway across the world, you're hiding, you think.
Yeah.
No.
But they just have this
today.
No.
I follow this thing on Facebook real quick, a viral thread. It's a profile I follow on Facebook. And they did a story on this girl that posted a picture with a guy. And she was kissing the guy on one of them. And they're looking at the camera on the other. And she posted on Facebook, guys, I met the love of my life at the club. I guess I must have taken his number wrong because I was so tipsy. It was her 21st birthday.
Posted the picture.
Posted the picture. She said, share away, guys. I need to find this guy. It's over in England. Well, the guy's girlfriend goes, oh, is this? Boom, and tags him on it. So then he gets fronted for cheating. It blows up, becomes this whole viral thing.
Oh, man.
And he got caught because the girl posted a picture looking for him. And it got shared, became viral, and the girlfriend found it.
Oh, boy.
But did she get her man?
She got her man. They're all good. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab set up for you. We'll read it, solve your problem on the show.
No pictures, fellas.
No pictures.
No pictures.
Yeah.
Hashtag no pics.
We've given away over $75,000 playing Beat the Bank this year. You want some of that action? Of course you do. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Will you score the maximum of $1,000 or will it close on you and you get nothing? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Here we go.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Gator shoes. Ostrich purse. Gucci dress.
I'm on now.
All things you can buy.
Have you seen those gator shoes that are actually a little gator? It's like the actual body of a gator.
You have to say, what was that, JC? Where did you show me that from?
I think it was Instagram. Oh, man, I need to find
alligator
it.
Shoes, but not in the traditional sense of just
alligators.
They were like real alligators.
It was like a baby gator.
That people had made a boot.
Mouth and everything.
I can't describe it. Wow. Oh, man.
It's awful, yeah, but
it's awful,
but it's kind of funny.
Funny, yeah.
Say hello to Randy Schmidling. How you doing this morning, Randy?
I am actually doing fabulous. I'm actually going to be playing this game. I'm freaking taking. I'm so excited. I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry.
Okay.
Do you have a cover on your phone?
I understood that last sentence.
your phone sounds like my girlfriend's because she's got some type of cover on her phone. I could barely understand anything that she said.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little
much better,
That's
Randy.
A little better. All right.
Probably my finger on the phone. I'm sorry.
That'll do it as well, yeah.
Well, tell us about yourself, Randy.
Well, I'm a mother of two beautiful children, Samantha and Maya. Samantha's 7 years old and sitting right next to me. I was actually sitting here saying, make it through, make it through, make it through.
Hey, Samantha.
Here we are.
I'm sorry? What was your other kid's name?
Maya.
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 Maya's not in the car with us right now.
She is not. She's at daycare.
Well, it's all about you and Samantha right now then, Randy.
It is.
Here are the rules. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Depending on how nice the banker feels, that depends how much money you're going to get. He's going to throw it your way. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, you make sure you yell stop as loud as you can, even if he says 1,000.
Okay, sounds good.
What happens if the door closes, Big Al?
You and Samantha go home with nothing.
Ooh, we don't want that, Randy. Mm.
No, we do not. We plan to go home with something, hopefully. How does Al feel, though, this morning?
Good question.
All right. I'm kind of, Randy, I'm glad you asked. I'm kind of feeling a little better than mediocre.
Warm?
A little less than good.
So warm.
Warm. Was that, tepid?
Tepid.
Yeah, tepid.
Tepid. I don't use the word tepid a lot.
Tepid would be kind of mediocre, though.
Yeah.
And Al's having a mediocre day, remember?
He sure is.
Tepid-ish. All right?
Okay.
That's not very encouraging.
And,
no.
But he's got to...
But you can't get me down, because my sister's having a baby today.
All right.
And so I will take that. I will take any advice I can.
All right.
Oh, you're going to become an auntie today. Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get you some money for that baby gift for your daughter.
Exactly.
The push present. Whatever they call it. All right, Randy, let's get ready to win you some money with
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$210.
Good start.
$270.
Great.
$310. $360. $420. $480. $600.
Stop!
Stop at $600.
Enough, Randy.
Yeah.
$600.
That's $300 for you, Randy. $300 for Samantha, the 7-year-old in the car.
Maya gets nothing.
He wants a computer, so.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, you can get a nice computer for about $300 or $400.
Yeah, you can get the nice one. Hey, just for fun, Randy, we want to see how high it actually goes. Again, you got your $600, so don't worry.
$640.
That's okay.
$670.
And now we're getting crazy.
Still feeling tepid, Al?
This is warm now.
$690.
Mm. Oh, slowed it down.
Oh, boy.
Hey!
You were right.
Yeah. Randy Schmidling, congratulations. $600?
Yeah.
You bailed at the right time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you only left $90 on the table.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
And so your daughter wants a computer. What are you going to do with your share of the money?
I am probably going to spend it on some bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mom life.
I hear you.
Struggle is real.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. That's all right.
It's all right,
Randy.
Good
luck to your sister today.
Thank you.
Tell her to push hard.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
She's been in labor for about 24 hours.
Oh, hey. Bless her heart. All right, Randy.
I know. You
get to that hospital and go give your sister a big old hug, and thank you so much for listening to us.
Randy, would you like the whole $600 over payments, or do you want to take the cash option?
Oh, good call, Al.
Cash option, please.
This lady, we'll let you go.
Thank you, Randy. We'll get y'all set up.
You heard about the lady that won the $300 million?
And
she took the cash option, which is half, $140 million,
yeah.
Still after taxes,
right?
No problem.
Plenty of money.
How do you decide who gets what in your life?
Well, what she's doing is she is with her high school sweetheart, but they are not married.
From 30-some years.
Yeah, and she said something about, they said, of course, he'd probably propose now. She goes, yeah, but he'll have to sign a prenup.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Okay.
But she has children, too, but she said she's going to buy a plot of land and build houses for all of her family
Nice.
That's what she's going to do.
For all her immediate family.
Yeah.
If I would like to have, if there's an option, to be anonymous.
Right.
Because people come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, buddy.
Wanting money, begging, trying to rob her. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities
They get your number, call you in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And strange
with
people,
every
like,
sob
child's
story.
Dying.
Hey, Janet. this is your fourth cousin, twice removed. Congratulations, been meaning to call you the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I want some money.
Bye.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's what they say. They're like, don't even call anyone you know. Call a lawyer. You make a trust.
She was at work at the fiberglass plant.
Overnights.
And overnight. She stopped at the store and got a ticket on
the way
to work.
What'd she do when she got to work?
And she went to work. She said she wasn't having a very good day. You know, probably fiberglass all in her hair.
Been requesting a raise for a long time.
Yeah. So she wasn't having a good day. So she goes to the break room. Says, oh, might as well check these numbers. You know, how people do. Got a penny out or whatever. Well, no, it was a lotto ticket. So she looked at the numbers and looked at,
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back to see the boss. Went and quit, like, right there. Yeah. Told, I don't need the raise anymore. I'm
out.
Oh, see, I don't know. You can't tell anyone. I feel like it's like
she messed
in the
up
chocolate
on that
factory. You just, like, put that in your wallet and go.
Oh, I just don't show up to work, and I change my name.
Yeah.
JC disappeared.
I think I would go ahead and show up for you guys.
Thanks, Al.
For a hot minute.
For your goodbye party.
I would disappear, but I would send you guys a mysterious check.
Thanks. Get a check?
I would give you guys money. You guys are like my family.
$140 million. Okay, got to give 10% to the Lord. Boy, that church is going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then you give your friends. You ever break your friends off $2 or $3 million apiece.
I would give you guys.
I got them out of money.
I'd give you a million.
Mm-hmm. I'd give you a million.
I thought about this actually the other day.
I'm getting two or three without.
With that amount of money? I mean, it depends on the amount. But with $100 million,
yeah.
It depends on how much. But I think about that. I buy it when it's over $250, mm-hmm. $300 million. And I think about the breakdown a little bit. What I would do for you guys. How long I would stay at my job.
Yeah. Everybody here, let's just say $10 million. And then that'll cover everybody. And there's probably 20 employees here, right?
Sure.
But I don't think everyone's equal here in my eyes.
Okay, so who gets the... I want to know.
No, we need to get into this a little bit later. Jenna.
No, you just get $10, dog. No, I don't know you that yet.
And who are you again?
Yeah.
Well, we all know who these guys are. The Vamps.
Yeah.
They got a new song called Wake Up. And they're going to perform it for us in the Metro PCS Music Lounge. Oh, I love the Vamps. I can't wait to see them in their beautiful hair.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, here we are in the Metro PCS Music Lounge. It's time for roll call.
Okay.
B-Rad Simpson.
Hey.
Present.
Conor Ball.
What are you Hello. Doing?
Present. James.
Hello.
McVeigh.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Lots of phlegm.
Tristan Evans.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you work this out beforehand?
This is a JC bit.
I was doing roll call. It's the Vamps are in studio with us, you guys.
Hello. Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you screwing up their names so bad, though?
There was that weird video on YouTube that said that our names weirdly, and it was exactly the
Thank
way you,
you
said it.
Well,
it
was there you
was
go.
It you?
So JC actually did research, you. And we missed out.
Pardon me for doing research on the Vamps, you guys.
No,
pardon
thank
me.
You.
Do you guys like it when people mispronounce your names?
I love it.
That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah. I don't know how they'd mispronounce it. Like Simpson was how they said it in the video.
Simpson?
Bradley Simpson.
Simpson? Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Brad, Kelly wanted to know.
My only question is, where's your hat?
Oh, the hat's gone.
I love
he
your cute little hat.
Nicked my hat.
You can wear mine during the interview if you want.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Cute little hat. He had a cute little hat.
I was joking. I've got to wear it now.
That was like
thanks.
Your thing, I thought.
This is too, I feel like this is too
big,
cool
dude.
For me, man.
Yeah.
It's big. Yeah, it's large.
There you go.
See, now that's better.
Did you stop wearing them just because girls were ripping them off your hair?
Yeah, I don't know.
You just got tired of it.
You're always going for hugs with people and then they knock them off. I'm quite small, so that happens.
That's why you have the chin strap on the head. I don't
chin strap.
Yeah, it's real cool.
Uh-huh. So you guys have a new single called Wake Me Up.
Yes.
Oh, Wake Up.
Wake Up.
The video just dropped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of shooting the video?
Seeing a young Brooklyn Beckham jumping off a house and rolling on the grass. That was probably mm-hmm. one of the coolest moments, right?
Yeah, this is like his first acting gig, yeah. really,
yeah.
in your video.
Yeah.
Were you guys buddies? Is that how this came about? Or
Yeah kind of. Like you've been speaking a bit before, hadn't you? And you'd like got to know each other a bit. And then there was a role in the feature-length film, in the video that needed to be filled, and kind of felt right to ask Brooklyn. But he nailed it, considering he's never done any acting. He was amazing.
Yeah. Well, was there any hesitation with making Brooklyn jump off of a house? Or was that his idea?
His mom and dad did have to sign warranties to make sure he didn't die.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
That's a national treasure over there.
I know.
you guys are messing with stuff.
Yeah.
They are like royal family,
pretty
right?
Pretty much end your careers if you got hurt.
I'm sure you guys know this. I came across an interesting fact in my own research that Pope Francis actually has an album dropping the same day as yours with the same title.
Yeah. I know. He's featured in our album.
The Vamps featuring the Pope.
So his is Wake Up with an exclamation point, and yours is Just Wake Up.
Just Wake Up, yeah. We were boring.
You guys are same neighborhood growing up together?
No, none of us grew up together, but Connor and Brad are the closest. So they grew up sort of 40 minutes from each other. But me and Tristan both live about 3.5 hours away from their sort of area. So, yeah, we all kind of met online, and that was the lucky thing for us really to have social media.
Mesh together. Brad, would you still like to date Zooey Deschanel?
Yes.
Isn't she
She's married with a kid.
Nah, it doesn't matter, though.
Dang it.
Divorce rate is 50%, though.
Exactly. Man, I'm taking them numbers.
Tristan wants to date Megan Fox.
Yeah.
And she is recently single.
Is she really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard this. I heard this. I was very aroused.
Because of Tristan. Tristan.
But, she's very lovely.
She's a pretty lady.
Yes.
James, I want to know about when you got caught naked.
Pardon?
Every day.
Apparently on the fan side, it says you have been caught naked.
Yeah.
Like caught.
Just go with it, man.
Caught naked.
God.
Yeah, well, make
probably.
One up now.
I always am naked. You're lucky, in fact, I'm not now.
Yeah.
Are these things not true? Where did these things come from?
I've never heard that before. But
yeah, you want to date Kendall Jenner?
Pardon?
Is that true?
What you want to date Kendall Jenner?
I did what with her?
You want to date Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
So that part's true.
Yeah.
That's why
he's naked all the time.
Just in case.
Yeah, and Brad, tell us about the time you wore a thong.
This is on your fan
I'm
site.
I'm telling you, there's like these little quirky facts.
I do not know where
you're
getting them from.
It's the man key.
You did actually
at my
wear
house.
Something like that on a Twitcam once. I don't know what it was.
And my house, Mankini. Remember?
Oh, you did wear
it's been
a
few times, I think.
Yeah, the green Borat one.
Well, Tristan, can you actually make an owl sound?
That's your secret talent, is you make owl sounds.
Oh, here we go.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
I'll do mine.
That is good.
Okay.
That's the
that's like my
that's
owl,
good, the death eater owl.
Wow.
Connor, how could you hate him after doing that owl sound. It says here that you guys, your worst enemy is Tristan Evans.
Why do you hate Tristan?
Yeah.
It's just he keeps doing it all the time.
All the time.
When he's on stage, he just does it in my ears. All the time.
Who's making the owl sound? He's like, who? Who?
Thank you. That's my contribution to the interview.
Yeah. Will you guys please sing Wake Up?
Yes.
Which you can buy on iTunes right now. Watch the video. It's out there on YouTube. The name of the album is called Wake Up. It comes out November 27th, 2015. That's this year.
But you can pre-order it October 13th.
Yes, you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vamps.
You've been deep in a coma, but I stood right here. When you thought there was no one, I was still right here. And you were scared, but I told ya, open up your eyes. Never saw me as someone who could love you well. Had to show you the hard way, only time would tell. Revelations and heartaches make you realize I was hurt. Ways in front of you, so wake up. Your sleeping heart. I know sometimes we'll be afraid, but no more play and say, my dear, I'm here. So wake. Been deep in a coma, but I stood right here. When you thought there was no one, I was still right here. You were scared, but I told ya, open up your eyes. I was always in front of you, so wake up. Your sleeping heart. I know sometimes we'll be afraid, but no more playing safe, my dear. So wake up. Your sleeping heart. And we us that no one else can touch, my dear, I'm here, so wake up.
So excited to hear that acoustically, and it sounds so good.
Thank you.
Thanks. So good.
That's awesome, dude.
So feel good.
It's a feel good song.
Well, Wake Up is the new single. It's available now on iTunes. The album comes out November 27th, but you can pre-order right now. Where can we pre-order? iTunes?
iTunes. Go on our Twitter and our website.
Spotify.
Tour begins in January. Yeah. You guys going world tour?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Everywhere.
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 We're
everywhere.
Still announcing more dates.
You guys, it's a pleasure seeing you again. Thank you so much for visiting us.
Thank you.
We had a blast.
It's becoming like a once a year thing.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, yeah. I beg.
We beg.
Nobody's allowed to leave the band until we say so.
Okay.
Everybody give it up for the band.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Start over.
What happened to you, Al?
No, I couldn't hear the music.
He had his earbuds in.
I couldn't hear the music.
Why?
Because his headphones weren't in.
Like, yeah, I can't hear. I couldn't hear anything.
Right. Oh man,
this is from. This was written by Tony Sanchez.
Okay. Shout out.
Come on.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. You wake up. Call us first. Beat the bank is bigger than the universe or the world, whichever's bigger.
Did you improvise on that?
I did.
Are you sure?
A little bit. I had to cut a few words out. But you know what? You can still tweet me, and you know when I read them,
you will rework it.
It, and I'll do it. Thank you, Tony Sanchez. Thank you, buddy, for sending that in. You can tweet us. You can
text
us at 800-543-3548.
800. Oh no.
And that's the number.
Submit your little Beat the Bank rap. I'd be happy to give you some love on it.
All right,
here we go.
Thank you, Big Al.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my God, I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Happy to be talking to you. You're caller number 13. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Lisa, so we can get to know you.
Well, I'm a single mom. I have a 5-year-old little boy, Lucas. He's the love of my life. And, oh, my gosh, I'm shaking so much I can't even...
I'm blanked out on everything else.
Oh, hold on, Lisa. Kelly wants to say something to Lucas.
Come here, little boy. Hug mama.
All right, Lisa, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it changes every single turn. We don't know how high it's going to go or how low it could be. It's up to you to decide. Once you say stop, that's how much money you and Lucas will win, and you get to keep it. But if it gets too close on you, you will win nothing, and we don't want that. All right, even if it's $1,000, you still have to yell stop, Lisa. Don't forget.
Oh, good God. Okay.
It's all there. Lucas got you. Good luck. Lisa's ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120 $230 $300 $410
Stop.
Oh!
Yeah,
Lisa couldn't hold it anymore.
Too much tension.
I hear you, Lisa.
$410 for you, Lisa.
And you know what? I was almost glad you didn't ask me how I was feeling because I didn't know if I would be able to articulate how I was feeling. I was feeling like it was going to get close to the end, but not quite to the end.
You thought it was going to go high, but not all the way.
but I'm glad because I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to articulate
confident.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
What are you going to do with $410, Lisa?
Something really fun. Take him somewhere just away for the weekend.
There you go.
A little mother-son date. Not too bad.
Are you going to dress him up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
As?
Bob Marley. He's a big Bob Marley fan.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. How old is Lucas?
Awesome.
Five. He's 5 years old.
You don't meet very many 5-year-old Bob Marley fans.
Yep.
Oh, you have no idea. He's obsessed with him, loves all the music. He's a big music person. So. Oh,
watch out for him a little later.
We might be interviewing him on the show
maybe
in a few years when he gets all famous.
I'd love it.
Lisa, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
$520
Oh, that's a big jump.
$900
Oh, damn.
$900
Oh, ow! Hold on, Al. Did you get intel?
No, I did not. I swear.
That is.
See, at $900, you'd be thinking, oh, it's going all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what, Lisa? You still got $410. That's more than you had when you started the day.
Exactly.
There you go.
I'm happy. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa. You have a happy Halloween. Take care of Lucas for us.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye, baby. Bye, baby. Hold on.
Yeah, don't hang up. We got to get y'all set up.
People are going to swear
ready to go.
The boss
Our boss came in here yesterday.
The boss thinks you know.
Yeah.
George came in here yesterday and said, I know you're getting some info somewhere.
He's not.
I'm not.
He's not.
It Wow.
The only person that knows where this is going is Shannon, and that's because she hits the button in the in the control in
she's
the
in
control
room.
Then she needs to know because it's there.
Yeah, she does not tell me. She does not look at me. Mm-mm. I do not look at her.
We try to look at Shannon, and she keeps us. She keeps it stone cold.
I don't even look at her.
She doesn't even make facial expressions.
Dude, I hadn't looked at Shannon since what, June?
You put Shannon in a lineup and Al couldn't pick her out, right?
No.
Couldn't tell. I just saw this and I wanted to show you guys.
Okay.
What is it? So it's known or there's rumors that NFL players have what we call side chicks.
Oh, really?
Slight rumors that's correct.
Heard.
I'm interested to see if this story is real.
And yeah, me too. I hope it's not because I really like this guy. But there are good NFL players. Not all of them are players.
Okay.
Not all of them. No, Kelly. There are some good guys.
Okay. Players can be players.
Yeah. Tim Tebow is a great guy.
Yes,
he's not a player.
Well, he wants to be. Tim Tebow's a great guy.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, he's a good dude.
Okay.
I don't put nothing past any of them, to be honest with you. Hey.
Right.
Drew Brees, great guy.
I don't put nothing past anybody.
Peyton Manning sells his pizzas. Great dude.
Anyway, back to Victor.
So, there he is. Victor Cruz. He plays for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He was America's sweetheart a few years ago because he basically came out of nowhere. He went to UMass. He had to try out for the Giants. Was one of those guys you didn't think would make a squad.
Right.
And made the squad. Not only made it, but he became an actual superstar in the NFL because when he scores, he does this little salsa dance. Everybody loved it. He was on Ellen. He was on The Tonight Show. He did all that.
Wow.
If you saw him, you would recognize him, Kelly.
So, probably not.
Victor also has a fiance, and apparently his fiance ended up finding all the phone numbers to his side chicks.
Oh.
And so once she had that.
Did he have him listed in his phone under side chick one, side chick two?
I don't know. I don't know how she found this, but she found them.
Okay.
She found all the side chicks.
What if you list side chick by city?
Just name
it. That would make sense.
Orlando, and then she thinks it's a dude name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
No, so you know who to call when you're in that city.
Yeah.
There you go. And so she finds these numbers. Once she has them, you can do one of two things. You confront them and break up with them, or you send a group text.
You include
Victor
your fiance.
Oh, yeah, Victor's
text.
In the text. Of course, you got to get him in there.
What's she saying?
How are you even going to read this?
I mean, I can only imagine.
Is it?
What do you feel?
Family friendly?
I'll make it friendly.
There's a
for
version
you.
Of it. Yeah.
She said, hello, ladies. This is...
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Olga.
This is Elena, Victor Cruz's fiance. You all know about me, and I seem to be the topic of conversation in all of your conversations with Vic. I'm sure he's told you many things about us and how we don't exist. But given the fact that y'all meet him in hotel rooms only, we all know that's a lie. Just as he tells me you all are hoochies, meaner word for that, and mean nothing to him. I figured since all you know about me, then I should introduce each of you to each other so we can all know who he's been hooking up with in the past several months. So, ladies, meet one another and feel free to exchange notes. Kisses.
And what happened after that?
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Oh.
We don't know yet. In fact, we don't. This might not even be true.
It's interesting that she starts the text message off with, this is his fiance, not this is his ex-fiance. I mean, she's still, I assume.
With him.
With him. She's mad,
right?
She's still with him. That's what I found interesting.
Like, if you're in her position, you're dating an NFL player who's making a lot of money, do you stay with him? Do you give him a chance?
I just think that they have a different set of rules, women that take on marrying and dating professional athletes.
Sure.
I don't know if that's, I don't think personally that's something
rock stars too,
I
guess.
Handle. I don't know. I mean,
but there are good people in those industries. That's the thing.
Women love athletes. I mean, I love watching athletes. That's not my thing.
And
though.
You love the lifestyle that you get to live with that superstar athlete. You get to go to the fancy parties. You don't
you
have to
be
wait
Mrs.
for a table.
Famous
yeah.
man.
You get right. You get to go to the store and buy the nice stuff. You know, and now you
trade
weigh
off.
That. You weigh that again. Exactly. It's a trade off. You weigh that against the
bad
stuff.
They're gone all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
That's a little over the top though. And then to release it.
A woman scorn, dude? No, that's probably the mildest thing she could do. She could do a lot worse. Just saying. Ugh. I've been a player, dog. I know.
Oh, you know?
Has that ever happened to you, Al?
Like that?
The group text?
No.
What's the first thing your ex-wife did?
Taylor Swift.
Hey, we want to send you to see Taylor Swift on her 1989 world tour. There are 7 concerts left between October 12th and Halloween. We're going to knock out a city each day. Once we tell you that city,
yep,
that means we're not going to send you to that city. That's not where Taylor Swift is going to be, according to us in our game. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? If you keep note, you can guess on Friday morning at 7:50. We'll take callers until we get a winner, and then you'll be on your way with a friend. We'll hook you up with a flight, get you a hotel, grand transportation. We'll get you there. You'll be at the show with Taylor.
It'll be so awesome.
It's going to be so epic. Today's clue, you are not going to Fargo, North Dakota. Write that down.
You are not.
Not going there. Put it next to the other two clues we've given you all week long. And then by Friday, you'll be ready to go. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? We'll figure that out on Friday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.